Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We continue our study of Shara Mitzvila. Enjoy your donut and coffee on this Yom HaMiyuchas. Did anyone even know today is Yom HaMiyuchas?
No.
Today has a special status. It's great Yichus is that it is the day in between Rosh Chodesh and the Shlosh HaShemei Hagbalah. As I said in the Parsha Shir yesterday, you see, just by surrounding yourself with good neighbors, Rosh Chodesh the day before, Shlosh HaShemei Hagbalah the day after, you get a status, Yom HaMiyuchas. Yichus is who you surround yourself with is very important. Okay, Shara Mitzvila, we're in the Pirkei Siyum at the end of the Sefer. We're on page Kufnun Dalet, 154. And last we learned, Rav Pinkus was developing the idea, the notion, that when we daven, we should not only have in mind our interests, our needs, our welfare, not only should we have in mind the welfare, the needs, the interests of the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of humanity, but we should ultimately have in mind the interests of the Ribono Shel Olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to care. And just as we know that as parents, those who are blessed to be parents know that there's nothing more painful in the entire world than seeing your child in pain.
Right.
If your child is suffering, if your child is in pain, that is a source of acute pain for the parent. So too, when there's suffering in the world, the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty Himself, suffers. And so our tefillah should be towards the end, not only of relieving our suffering, not only relieving the suffering of others, but ultimately to relieve the suffering of the Ribono Shel Olam. When the bottom sentence of page Kuf Nun Dalet, V'nei Madrega Zu La'avin La'hargish B'chlalos Inyan Tzar HaShechina, this level to understand and to feel the pain of God, U'lehishtatefu U'lehitzta'er K'v'yachol B'tzara, and to feel his pain, to identify and to empathize with his pain. It's like many, many things that are profound. On the one hand, it's obvious. It's straightforward. It's simple. God's in pain. We should feel his pain and do all we can to relieve his pain, even though he is the ultimate arbiter of pain and he is the source who can relieve the pain. But it's kind of paradoxical. Our davening to him for him to relieve the pain, but we first need to feel his pain. So on the one hand, it's obvious. Umitzad sheni akoshi la'gil madrega zu hu rav ve'atzum ad shemisha zochel azeh higil l'shleimas atzuma madrega gavoa ma'od. And on the other hand, the difficulty in achieving that level of really feeling in pain for Hashem is something so great that whoever can achieve it has reached the pinnacle of wholeness and completion, and exalted and a very high level. Mitzad echad, on the one hand, hachiyuv b'zeh pashut k'mo shabira mesilas yishorim. Now he's going to go through each of the one hands. On the one hand, the obligation is simple. As the Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yishorim in the 19th chapter, inyan avas Hashem v'kines Hashem, regarding the issue of loving God, what does it mean to love God? And this is what he writes, zeh pashut. A person who loves their friend, you can't claim to love your friend and see your friend being attacked, seeing your friend being bullied, seeing your friend being undermined or made fun of or called names, and not go to help him. So Mesilas Yesharim says, you know what a good metric, a good measure of your love for Hashem is? How much does it bother you to see Hashem being attacked? To see, what do you think a chil Hashem is? God, our mission on earth, we've discussed this at length, our mission on earth is to sanctify God's name, to make a kiddush Hashem. We have a mission that in every moment, in every choice, every decision and every conduct that yields a result that people say, wow, I want to get closer to his God. I want to know her God. That's amazing. If that's what this Judaism teaches them to act, to behave that way, I want a piece of that. God is omnipotent, infinite, amazing, special. His values, his character traits. I want to learn more about that. That's our mission. It's straightforward. It's simple. Behave in a way that people come to love God through you. And if our mission is to love God, when we see that mission set back, every time you see on the internet or you open a newspaper, an Orthodox Jew with some financial indiscretion, abuse, arrest, whatever the case may be, you should mamish feel somebody punched you in the gut. Somebody punched you in the stomach. You feel shame as a Jew, but you feel pain for the Almighty. Because you know that everybody seeing that website, everybody turning that newspaper page, everybody becoming aware of that incident, it's a strike, it sets back the mission. So if you love Hashem, the barometer, the metric to measure is, do you feel pain when you watch him getting slammed? Right? If your loved one, if you saw your child, you leave your house and on the corner you see some adults bullying your kid, you're going to go crazy. You're going to go livid. You'll do whatever it takes to get between that adult and your kid. If you come to shul, and in front of shul you see somebody is screaming names and obscenities and cursing out your dear friend, your gabbai, you're going to stand up, you're going to get between, you're going to say, whoa, don't talk to my friend that way. I don't care if he didn't give you shlishi, don't talk to my friend that way. Yeah, exactly. Whatever the case may be, when you love somebody, the more you love someone, the less you can tolerate their being bullied or abused, the more you'll step up, the more you'll step in to help them. So the metric, how much you love Hashem is, do you even notice when he's getting bullied? Do you notice a chil Hashem? You notice when he's getting slammed, when someone's behaving in a way which is a chil Hashem, misquoting or misguiding or abusing or distorting his sacred Torah, which happens all the time too. Particularly with the internet, everybody writes what they want, their feelings about every issue, everything going on. And you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the will of the Almighty is being so grossly distorted and perverted, it should cause you a krechtz, a pain. It should cause an oivei. That's what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula'el kasa v'hinei davar zeh anachnu ro'am osa b'hineinu sh'yule b'choleis v'chol shah b'in ko'oi v'reya k'lol shal davar b'in ko'mi sh'ava b'hineim oza b'emes. This is a rule. Anybody, there is a true love between them. So the same is true. If you love God, a true, authentic love, not a superficial, fleeting love, not an inauthentic, counterfeit love. If you truly love the Ribono Shel Olam, you can't be sovel. You can't tolerate. You can't accept. You can no way coexist with the desecration of His name. Kigamu misuga oavim. That's what the Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yesharim. V'im kein, achar shegilu lanu chazal, inyon imo anochi b'tzara, shekadosh baruch hu mitzayer b'tzaran shel Yisrael. So says Rav Pinkus, we already have a tradition that Kadosh Baruch Hu feels it on his end. Imo anochi b'tzara. God feels our pain. When we are in pain, well, you'll say, well, if God feels our pain so much, why doesn't he just remove it? You know, when I have to put my kid in time out, I really feel bad for them. You take away their technology, might as well take out their kidney or their liver or one of their lungs. Might as well take out one of their vital organs. But you take away the technology, you mamish feel horrible. Horrible. So why don't you just give it back? If it makes you feel so horrible, you go back to your bedroom, they go back to their bedroom, they're screaming, yelling, crying, they're miserable, they're so upset, they're horrible, you feel horrible. You see how much pain, the withdrawal they're going through. Like a coke addict, you feel absolutely horrible. So why don't you just give it back? Just give it back if you feel so horrible. The answer is because you know at that moment it's in their best interest for them to learn the lesson or for them to learn to experience not having, I got a new router. The best part is it comes with an app on my phone. I can see exactly who's on the Wi-Fi. Boom, knocked them off. So when I'm ready at night, when I'm ready to send someone to sleep, it used to be a whole war. Go to sleep, give me your device. I don't have my device. Where's your device? Boom, you're off. The schools aren't helping because now I'm doing homework. I needed to do work. 3 a.m, I'm still doing my work. Really in fourth grade. But anyway, but it's an unbelievable thing. So you're in pain, you knocked them off, so why don't you just let them back on? Because you're trying to teach them how to live without technology or because it's in their best interest to experience a timeout. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to inflict consequences on us because they're for our best, but He feels our pain. He feels our pain. Imo anochi b'tzara. So on the one end, from the direction of the Ribono Shel Olam towards us, imo anochi b'tzara, He feels our pain. Hare kol she'mevin etzem otzem ahavaso shel Kadosh Baruch Hu elav, v'rov tovo she'mekaba mimenu yisbarach bi'ava b'chol eis b'chol rega, m'meila b'teva al-karcho she'yagit shvitati b'tzaro k'v'yachol v'yispalel al-kach. If you really realize, person who recognizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, the good, the kindness, the chesed that is implicit in every moment of our existence. Every moment of our existence. When you feel that, you don't want him to be in pain. You realize how good he is to us. Right? We talked about parents towards children. But the same is true for children towards parents. You never want to see your parents suffer. You do anything in the world to relieve the suffering of your parent. You want to make them happy. You want to make them comfortable. You want to give them nachas. Why? Because they're good to you. And the better a parent is to you, the more you want to take care of them. And you want them to be well. Parents who aren't so good to their children, those children struggle to be good to their parents. But the better a parent is towards a child, the more that child will do anything in the world to relieve the suffering of that parent. So Gosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable to us. He's incredible. His kindness knows no bounds. He's our parent. He's so good to us. We should want to be so good back to him. And the way to be good to him is to daven that he not suffer. How do you reach this? Rav Pinkus should have started the Sefer with this, the end of the Sefer. He says, how do you achieve this level? Something called mindfulness. Interrupt the crazy chaos of your day. Our lives are like running on hamster wheels. We're just running. Try to get to the end of the day, trying to make a living, trying to be where we have to be. You have to sometimes press pause. Sometimes take a break. V'yachshav v'yizbonen b'yisodos ha'emunah. And contemplate and think about the foundations of our faith. V'yishtamish b'midas kavachomer shebetorah. Lilmud miyachsol la'avav mitivav k'un avav v'rabo. Kavachomer ein sofi ad kama mechuyavu b'yichsu l'akosh baruch hu. It's very straightforward. Just apply a simple kavachomer. If you go to the ends of the earth to protect your friend, if you take a bullet, if you do anything to relieve the suffering of your parent, so now exponentially multiply that for our greatest friend, our greatest parent, our greatest source of good and kindness to us in the world. And if you think about, one has to contemplate the goodness and the kindness of Hashem to us at every moment, and then you'll realize what an ingrate you would be. You got two legs that work, and your eyes, and your ears, and your nose. You could do it. You function. You have a roof over your head, and food. You have a family. You have unbelievable bracha. It's so ungrateful to not intercede and feel the pain and try to help the person who's helped you so much. And so, again, we'll continue with this next week. But the idea is that tefillah is not only about relieving our suffering or the people around us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is one of the players. Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the story, and it's his pain too that we seek to relieve. Have a fantastic day.